Are there other factors that you consider, or is that just it? For example, pathologically, differentiation or lymphatic invasion, anything like that?
If you can see that on a biopsy, which isn't common, if you see a biopsy that suggests lymphovascular space invasion, it would be different if we were clinically staging patients or we already had a pathologic stage. If you had a pathologic stage and the nodes were negative, then the issue of nodal sampling is most important to me. And that, based on the Intergroup 1-4 trial, Joel Tepper's analysis looked at the number of lymph nodes sampled, and as long as there were 14 lymph nodes and they were all negative, patients had an excellent outcome. But if they had less than 14 nodes sampled and they were all negative, they had a disease-free survival that was suboptimal between the node positive and the node negative. So we always look at the number of nodes sampled, and I think that's the most important thing. If you had a good nodal sampling and there were lymphovascular space invasion, you could argue in a patient that wanted aggressive treatment that that might be enough to tip you over into using radiation. But in general, I tend to trust a good nodal sampling more than something like lymphovascular space invasion.
What about the actual size of the lesion within the T3 category? Do you look at that also?
We have looked at that in our data, which we have pretty good data of about 500 patients, in that the size of the tumor hasn't correlated. The circumferentiality of the tumor in the rectum has correlated. So whenever we see a completely circumferential lesion that's node negative, that's also a risk factor. We coded it as a continuous variable as a percentage of circumferentiality. So again, I think relative risk factors are lymphovascular space invasion, circumferentiality of the tumor in the rectum, and high grade are relative indicators. There isn't a good way to put those together, but I think the strongest factors are nodal positivity, and you can trust the nodal staging if there's 14 lymph nodes. Clinically, we fall very short because of the lack of good information in the staging. So pathologically, you have a lot more information, but the distance from the anal verge becomes much more important in my mind when you're staging someone clinically, based on those other two studies I mentioned, the Dutch and the Swedish studies.